Hi, this is dictation for Jeffrey Criss, JEFFREYCRISS, date of birth 1/12/1968. The patient presents with the chief complaints of pain with the mid back and lower back, pain in the left shoulder, both wrists. The patient reports these pains are severe, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they're across in the lower back. Patient also had history of scoliosis and he thinks there's no cause of this issues reported. He's on SSDI for a scoliosis, and he was a patient with Dr. Rahaj, R-A-H-A-J, at American Pain Center for last 1 year. The reason of changing the doctor is not known. He reports of pain in the right hand. And his sleep is affected. He reports that these pains are continuous and they are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, heartburning, aching, tiring and exhausting. According to him, he cannot do anything for the last 3 years, 13-year-old son who lives with him and he is unable to be active, according to him. The pain is 10 and ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking. And pain is not improved by anything except for pain medications. His pain mainly is in left shoulder, lower back, and both wrists. So far he has had X-rays and MRIs. He reports of involvement of the second, third, and fourth, fifth finger of the left hand mainly, but also on the right side as well. Muscle weakness is not reported. Blood or bowel incontinence is not reported. Patient has tried chiropractic treatment, which did not help. Patient has tried epidural injections. That has not helped him also. Please review the chart for system review. For ADLs, for the pathological histories, allergies, family history, and for relationship status, for employment status, for legal history, personal history. Please review the chart. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 110 over 70, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 99, height is 5'8", and the weight is 163. 55-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, polyneuropathy. Mild anxiety is noticed, no lethargy. Good attitude, demeanor is noticed. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well without any adaptive devices. The gait is not antalgic. Rest of the physical examination from the template, including neurological, psychiatric, musculature examination, that are all normal. The musculoskeletal examination is all normal. Please use the template. Type everything normal. SI joint is normal. Extremities examination, just mentioned that the left hand has a positive Tingle sign and positive Phelan sign. The rest of the exam is completely normal. No swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy. Notice no weakness or motor weakness. There is no atrophy or thin eye prominence. Reflexes are normal. Circulation is normal. Only carpal compression test was positive. Tingle sign, Phelan sign on the left side. In the left shoulder, please mention that the forward flexion and the abduction is maximum possible at 90 degrees on active motion, but passive motion is completely normal. Hawking-Kennedy test was found positive. and the speed test, near test is positive, as well as the anterior and posterior apprehension test was positive. Drop arm test was negative. Diagnosis. Please use the chart for the ADLs also. In general, R531, Z79.891. Left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Left hand G56.02. Left hand M79.642. Cervical spine none. Thoracic spine none. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5 at success. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Non-narcotic medications are ordered. Naproxen 500 twice a day for healing. Anti-inflammatory effect. L-level 50 mg at night for help with the sleep and GAD disorder. Skelaxin is ordered 800 mg twice a day for muscle relaxer. Narcotic pain medication, Tylenol codeine number 4, once a day, 15 tablets are ordered. Physical therapy is ordered for the patient. Chiropractic treatment is ordered. Home treatment is discussed with him along with heat, warm bath, or pool exercises, yoga exercises. Patient has had a treatment with chiropractic in 2022 for 1 year, which helped him in walking and ease the pain. He also has a physical therapy for a few months. He reported that his disc is herniated. And we have the MRI from Northland Radiology for the left hip, which was normal. MRI for the right hip is normal. Right ankle x-ray is completely normal. X-ray of the right knee is completely normal. MRI of the left shoulder shows tendinopathy, partial thickness tear involving supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon. Patient has been advised to come for a series of injections. That patient refused. X-ray of the left shoulder shows mild to moderate degenerative changes of the AC joint. In the MRI of the lumbar spine, there is a herniated disc at L1, L2, L23, L34, L45, L5S1 with the various level of anterior listosis, flattening of thecal sac, and bilateral neuroforamen iodine. Patient was advised a series of 4 to 6 injections for the lumbar epidural steroid injections. That patient refused. X-ray of the wrist, both wrists show a tiny degenerative spurring of the right radial stellate process. Mild to moderate degenerative changes of the first carpal metacarpal joint. Tiny bony excrescence and deformity to the wrist of the left scaphoid bone. No treatment is needed for this except ACE bandage and heat treatment. Patient was asking for somas consistently and Percocets, and we refused because we did not feel it was needed. Only after a new MRI has been ordered, because the previous MRIs are 2 year old, and so MRI for lumbar spine and MRI of left shoulder was ordered, and based on the finding on the new MRI, a further treatment will begin. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI and the imaging records I just dictated. Interventional pain procedures, LESI will be opted and injection to the rotator cuff tendons will be ordered. Surgical options will be considered at a later date for a possible spinal cord stimulation device. Neuropsych evaluation not needed, attended care not needed, case worker not needed, past medical records have been ordered release from Northland Radiology. Investigations, an MRI of the lumbar spine and left shoulder, and the left shoulder is ordered for this patient. DMEs, patient is ordered a back brace to wear along with TENS unit. Disability none. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Thank you. Please note that the patient was discharged as he was getting rowdy for not getting for what he was asking us to do. He wanted a Percocet at 10 milligram 3 times a day along with Somas that is prohibited by the DEA. Hence, the patient was discharged. A call came from Blue Cross complete, and the person who spoke was informed about these issues. There was no physical violence involved, but however, the patient was insisting on obtaining narcotics without the proof of damage. Thank you.